This is Philip Roberts, Extension Entomologist with the University of Georgia, and this Pest Patrol update is being taped on Wednesday, August the 19th. Insects continue to be a mixed bag depending on your location. Populations vary from field to field, and that is why we need to scout each and every field. Now, 2026 is turned into a spider mite year. We've likely sprayed more fields for mites than any year in my career at the University of Georgia. Now, treatments for cotton jacets have begun, primarily in Southeast Georgia. When we look at plant bugs, populations are highly variable, with some fields being heavily infested and others being basically clean. We've also continued to see whiteflies build rapidly. So whitefly infestations have increased significantly during the last couple weeks, especially in areas where we commonly observe whiteflies. But we're also getting reports of whiteflies in other parts of the state. Now, IGRs, insect growth regulators such as NAC, and conservation of beneficial insects are the backbone of an efficient whitefly management program. Once whiteflies are detected in a field, every attempt possible should be made to conserve beneficial insects. What do we mean by that? Only spray other pests when thresholds are exceeded and avoid insecticides that are prone to flare whiteflies that are highly disruptive on beneficial insects. Now, we must be timely with our initial whitefly insecticide once a threshold is met. If you are late and whiteflies are getting away from us, consider using a non-IGR insecticide, which has quicker activity, and then you can follow up with an IGR. We've had a few situations where we have observed very high migration of adults, and the IGR is not holding effectively. It's not that the IGR is not working, it's just we have massive migrations of adults coming in and dumping eggs. In these cases, a non-IGR insecticide may be needed to somewhat catch up, slow down that reproduction, and then you can follow up with the second application of an IGR. And again, whiteflies are just thriving in these hot and dry conditions. So spider mites can be detected at some level in basically every field I have visited in the past several weeks. Some fields are exceeding threshold. Our threshold is when 50% of the plants are showing some level of spider mite injury. Now, when mites are present at high populations, two applications may be needed with some products like abamectin, for example. Now, Syngenta does have a new product, Vertento. It has provided very good control of mites with a single spray. As I mentioned, jacet sprays are increasing in Southeast Georgia. As a reminder, our jacet threshold is an average of one jacet per leaf when sampling the fourth main stem leaf below the terminal on at least 25 leaves per field. Sampling more leaves per field is better, especially on large fields. Now, it is important that you react quickly when the jacet threshold is met. And again, that's an average of one adult or nymphs, add them together, per leaf. Remember that jacets tend to infest field edges first, so be on the lookout for hopperburn in those areas. Plant bugs are primarily being observed in historical plant bug areas. Populations are really sporadic and range from low to high depending on the field. Scout and make good applications when treatment is needed. It is important we get good coverage and penetration of the canopy when treating plant bugs in blooming cotton. So be observant for dirty blooms and immature plant bugs in these blooms. Drop cloths, you know, really tough to run a drop cloth all day, but they're still our best method of sampling immature plant bugs. So our threshold when using a drop cloth is 3 plant bugs per 6 row feet. So in closing, you know, we just need to keep scouting, use thresholds, and make good timely applications if and when needed. Check back soon for another update of the Pest Patrol Hotline. And as always, if you have additional questions about the insect situation in your area, call your county agent.